taking a bit of time to adjust your posture, that you're sitting in a nice, alert, dignified, yet gentle way. Remembering always, it's important for knees to be a little lower than hips. And so if you're in a chair, sitting forward on the chair often helps to facilitate that. And then really planting the feet, planting the bottom. And an upward lift through the torso, perhaps letting the breath help you, perhaps rolling the shoulders up, back and down. Breathe with it. Letting the shoulders gently rest against the back and just feel the torso nice and open and upright and strong. And the head nicely balanced on the neck. Eyes closed or open, soft and downwards or straight out, whatever feels easeful, wakeful. And just feel into body sitting. Bringing intentionality to the practice. How would I like to meet this moment? Finding your own words for those intentions. And the general gist is to meet the moment fully and to meet it as a friend. Appreciating the sincerity of those intentions. They are what brings you here and what brings you to practice. And then engaging with the steps of the breathing space as our guide for practice today. And so we'll enter step one, simple awareness, and let ourselves be aware of all the thoughts that are showing, the pictures, the words, the memories. Just notice them and let them move through. Let them move through without getting involved with them. Let's also be aware of whatever emotions and moods are showing up. Kind of taking an emotional barometer reading. And then feeling through the body. So taking a few minutes to scan through the body, head to toe or feet upwards, whatever is your preference. So let's take a couple of minutes for this at your own pace, bringing attention back as it wanders. Letting the awareness do the work of releasing. There's nothing we actually have to do. The awareness does it. And take a half minute more for your scan. And check the posture, that it's still dignified and alert and gentle, receptive to the moment. Now letting go of awareness of thoughts and emotions and body. I mean, we always have body, a sense of body. But the particulars of body, letting all that be. As we now go into step two of the breathing space and gather our awareness into the breathing. possibly taking some nice full breaths to connect with the breath. And once you have a sense of the breathing, just noticing where it's easy to feel it. Nostrils, throat, chest, belly, back. And let your attention reside there. Possibly counting the breaths up to 5 or 10, coming back to 1 when you get to the end, or as attention wanders. If some experience takes you away longer than a split second, then engaging in noting it, hearing, thinking, naming an emotion, a sensation, open to it briefly and let it be, and return to a sense of body sitting and being breathed. Letting the body have a chance to settle into presence through breathing. Letting the mind and heart have a chance. And then as you feel ready, letting the awareness expand around the breathing to take in the whole body, breath and body together, in a wide, spacious awareness. All the while maintaining gently that lovely open-hearted posture that's attentive. Feeling all the sensations together. Meeting them fully, meeting them as a friend. Noting where the attention wanders to. Perhaps those thoughts and emotions, sensations that we noticed in step one of the breathing space. Perhaps other places. Can we open to them, feel them through the body without being lost in them? And then return to breath and body as a whole. and noticing any benefits from our practice this morning. Perhaps the body, the heart, the mind are a little more settled. Or perhaps not at all, and yet there's an awareness of fragmentation, disjointedness, any hindrance. And so with that awareness, there may be a settledness that comes with that. Oh yes, it's like this, of course, of course. And offering ourselves a little kindness for whatever may be showing, or appreciation for benefits. And so hand to the heart, or wherever you like to engage with soothing touch, mindfully aware of whatever is so for you right now. Acknowledging it. And remembering we all struggle in our lives and with our meditation practice as well. It's universal. And offer yourself whatever compassionate phrases or loving kindness phrases that you'd like to hear right now. And if you like, extending those good wishes outwards to others, perhaps to the community here today, and perhaps including those who aren't with us today as well. What good wish would you like to send outwards? And just feeling the body sitting and being breathed as we finish off the practice. And listening to the bells to the end. Letting the bells take us from formal practice to the informal practice of meeting one another, of being with each other with kindness and care, attention.